11点，怎么样都睡不着，你在做什么？
西城夜话，每晚11点，我和西城，
西城，
西城和我，
西城和我。
各位听众朋友，晚安。这里是西雅图中文电台，现在为您进行的是每周三晚上11点到12点的情感夜线。今天雅秋在这儿为您请到的嘉宾是两位对我们的中国城有非常深的感情的嘉宾。由于他们从小在这里长大，他们的中文呢并不见得能够很顺利的沟通，所以我们也请了一位翻译，我再一一跟各位介绍我们的嘉宾。第一位是 Betty Lau。
Hi
Betty,
everybody.
你好 yeah, you can speak some Chinese, right?
Yes.
第二位是 Brian Chow。
Oh, hello, 你好。
Good. 我们的翻译是吕玲。
大家好。
吕玲是电台的原先的主播，现在已经很久没有在电台出现了，是吧？今天非常感谢他能够抽出时间来为我们做翻译。那么因为他们两位都是对中国城非常有感情，那我想请问他们两位为什么对中国城这么有感情，他们的成长背景等等。
So first we want to ask you what's your background and why you are so attached to Chinatown.
Well,after I was born, my parents brought me home to our laundry in Chinatown. It was the first machine laundry and could not be in Chinatown proper. So it was on 5th and Washington. We needed the bigger space for the machinery. And in Chinatown, the spaces, there was not a large enough space.
在我出生以后，我妈妈带我到了一个洗衣店，那是一个洗衣机的洗衣店。那个位置呢，在五街和华盛顿大道交接的地方。那个时候呢，因为地方比较狭窄，所以说我们需要一个更大的地方来放这个洗衣机。
那你从小就是住在这个洗衣店里面吗
？Yes, for about until about age 8 or 9.When my parents had saved enough money to buy a house.
So, 一直直到我大概8、9岁，我父母才攒到了足够的钱才能够买一个房子，所以他从小是住在这个洗衣店里的。
那么第五大道跟华盛顿大道这个位置是目前算是中国城的一部分吗？当初不是吗？
It was in between the second Chinatown and today's Chinatown. It's kind of in between there.
所以当初的这个第五街和华盛顿大道之间这个位置是现在的中国城和第二个中国城之间的某一个位置。
那么既然有第二个中国城，是不是还有第一个中国城呢？
Yes, there were actually 3 Chinatowns.
实际上一共有西雅图一共有三个中国城。
那我们想请 Brian 告诉我们关于这三个中国城的历史好吗？
So Brian, can you talk about the history about the 3 Chinatowns?
Oh, well, Chinatown has been a neighborhood name for over 100 years.
所以这个社区被称为中国城已经超过了150年了。
Chinatown started at the piers down by the water and then Chinese were moved out of the Chinatown, the piers, to 2nd Avenue, 2nd and Main. And then the Chinese were moved again, not because they wanted to, but because they were forced to move to where they are now.
所以说那个中国城最早是实际上在西雅图的是滨海湾的这个地方。后来呢他们被迫迁移到二街和这个 Main Street 的这个区域，那么后来呢，他们又被迫就说再迁移了一次，直到现在他们所在的这个中国城。
So what the Chinese did was to take their neighborhood name Chinatown with all 3 spots.
所以中国人不管这三次他不管是在哪一个地方，他们都把中国城这个名字带着一起了。
那么中国城现在我觉得好像有很多人把它叫做国际区，这又是怎么一回事呢？
So now many people call Chinatown the neighborhood international district. So can you tell us why?
The word international district was put upon the Chinatown neighborhood by some people that felt that they wanted to represent Chinatown and Japantown.
所以把这个中国城这个社区称为国际区的这些人，他们希望这个名字不仅能够代表中国城，同时也能够代表日本城。
And this was in the mid-70s.
这是在70年代中期发生的事情。
So, by representing two neighborhoods, these individuals were able to apply for government grants to create jobs for themselves.
因为用这个名字来代表两个不同的社区，那么这些人呢，他们就可以向政府申请资助，来建立更多的工作机会。
And by representing more people, you're able to get higher sums of money.
所以你能够代表更多的人，就能够得到更多的钱。
At the time, the civil rights movement was in full flower, and the government had decided to invest in lower income neighborhoods with block grant money. And so those few individuals wanted to get a chunk of that money, but they had to do it with a bigger area with more people.
所以在民权运动最兴盛的时候，政府有计划向这个低收入的人群提供更多的政府资金，所以这些人呢，他们就希望能够扩大他们的代表性，以获得更多的政府资金。
所以他们后来成功了吗？
Yes, they created this entity called the International District, and they started getting some funding from the government. And there's one outfit, for example, that was supposed to be just temporary, and that's their name, another English word for temporary. But they realized that, hey, we can keep our salaries going for a while, so now it's become more or less permanent.
所以他们把这个社区叫做国际区以后，他们就开始向政府申请资金，而且呢，他们为了当时呢只是一个权宜之计，但是呢，他们为了持续的获得政府的资金，他们就想，那我们把这个国际区这个名字把它给永久的固定化下来吧。
所以现在到底这个地方是叫做国际区还是叫做中国城？我们应该怎么样称呼这个地区呢？
So should we call it Chinatown or International District today?
The neighborhood name is Chinatown. The district name that nobody likes, which represents Chinatown, Japantown, Little Saigon, is called Chinatown International District.
所以这个社区的名字叫做中国城。那么另外一个名字，这个名字它代表了中国城、日本城还有这个越南城，这个小西贡，它呢被称为中国城国际区。
所以这个中国城国际区是一个地区而不是一个社区，是吧？中国城是一个社区的名字，是这样子吧？
So is the Chinatown International District a neighborhood or a district?
It's referred to as a district.
所以国际区这个名字实际上是一个地区的名字，而不是一个社区的名字。
It was a compromise that was agreed to in about 1975, because there was a struggle to retain the neighborhood names or go with international district. So finally, there was a compromise brokered between the leader of the Chinese community, Ruby Chow, and the person who was mayor at the time. And the mayor promised the name would be Chinatown International District, and he also further promised that Chinatown would always be in the front.
所以, 坚持把它称为中国城 和把它称为这个国际区的这个两方之间呢，一直有一个持续的一个争论。大约在1975年，双方达成了妥协。那么中国城的这个领袖 Ruby Chow 和当时的西雅图的市长，他们达成一个协议。那么这个区域呢，被称为中国城国际区，并且呢，市长也承诺中国城这几个名字会把它放在前面。
The problem is.That certain groups did not honor the compromise.
So, 他的问题呢是有一些人他们并不支持，并不支持这样的妥协。
And we have their signatures on a document where they agreed to that name in the Seattle Chinatown International District Urban Village Master Plan.Which was adopted by the city council in 1999. And so it is by city ordinance, the district name is Chinatown International District.
所以在西雅图市政府的这个城市的发展主体规划当中呢它的整个交通保留了一份文件。在这个文件上面呢我们也获得了他们的签名。这文件明确的记载明确的写到这个地区的名字会被称为中国城国际区。
那么在1999年写了这个文件，但是你刚刚提到有一些人并不支持，那他们为什么会签名呢？
They wanted to push through the city ordinance, which was a plan. They felt it wasn't importantAnd they continued to use the international district name and to re-educate people that Chinatown and Japantown no longer existed.
所以他们是想因为他们想推进这个城市的规划，所以说呢，他们也接受了这个名字。他们也想用这个名字来这个不断的在提醒和告诉人们，中国城、日本城，他们也都已不再存在了。
那么中国城真的不存在了吗？请问Brian.
So Brian, so so does Chinatown the name or does Chinatown still exist?
You have to remember Chinatown, the neighborhood name, it's been around for over 100 years. There are a lot of Chinese people that died.Living in Chinatown, working out of Chinatown. And it's very important that we keep the name Chinatown for my children and your children to understand that there is a place for them to go. And besides that,Chinatown is a neighborhood name.
人们必须要记住，中国城这个名字已经存在了超过100年了。有太多太多的人在这里工作，在这里出生和去世。我们为我们的下一代，包括我的孩子、你的孩子，所保留这个名字，是为了告诉你们，你们永远有一个地方可以去，这个地方就是中国城。
那么 ，Brian， 你是不是跟 Betty 一样，也是从小出生以后就住在中国城呢？
So have you, did you live in Chinatown after you were born as Betty?
My mother and father, Ping and Ruby Chow, had worked as a waiter and waitress in Chinatown. And they got married and they decided to leave Chinatown and open up the first Chinese restaurant outside of Chinatown.The Chinese people in Chinatown said good luck because it won't work. My parents we're very successful in running a 350 capacity Chinese restaurant outside of Chinatown. But they always went back to Chinatown to talk with their friends, to socialize, and to purchase products from them. And it was like their home, my father's hometown, Chinatown.
所以我的父母, 平和Ruby Chow, 他们以前呢, 是中国城的 餐馆里的, 侍者, 他们后来, 他们结婚了, 后来呢, 他们决定要在中国城之外, 他们要开一家中餐馆, 当时呢, 很多人觉得他们这样做呢, 不会成功, 也仅仅是祝他们好运, 但最后呢, 他们成功了, 他们开了一个能够容纳350名顾客的这样一个中餐馆, 他们也时常回到中国城来采购他们, 来采购一些, 用品, 也来看望他们曾经的朋友。
Brian's mother always used to like to say that she lived in all three Chinatowns. Her birth certificate reads that she was born on San Juan Dock along with her older brothers. And then their family moved to the second and Main area and then 12th and Jackson in the current Chinatown. They were very proud of being able to say they're the only, the last family that lived in all three Chinatowns.
Brian的母亲 Ruby呢, 经常, 很自豪地说, 她在三个中国城都居住过, 包括, 所以,
他出生的时候是在第一个展览馆，是在第一个展览馆，对吧？
后来他搬到了第二个展览馆，又搬到目前的这个三个展览馆，12街跟Jackson，对，所以说他很自豪，他是到目前为止就是少数的在三个中国城都住过的人。So
my father and mother brought us kids down to Chinatown always. We went to Chinese school in Chinatown for 7 years. I took Chinese private lessons in Chinatown. And I still can't speak Chinese.
Yeah, 我正要问为什么你还需要翻译呢?
所以Brian的父母经常带他们小时候经常把他们带回到中国城里面去。 Brian呢还在这个中国城上了一个私立学校学习了7年的中文。 但是呢，他到现在为止，他仍然不会说中文。所以还要请吕林来翻译。So
I'm Chinese American.
所以Brian是一个华裔美国人。那么Betty，你的中文是不是比较好一点呢？
一点，yes. My life story arc is similar. When my parents moved away, my grandfather refused to leave Chinatown. So he lived in one of the Gongyik buildings, and we were brought there often for babysitting by Grandpa. And so Chinatown was our playground, and that's where our family association is. We participated in the family association activities. I joined the Chinese girls' drill team. I went to the Chinese Baptist Church that's there. And my brother ran under the Chinatown Dragon Team. So it was like an extended family. And I feel now, as an adult, as a community elder, that we need to preserve that feeling, pass on that history, the traditions, the struggles to a younger generation.
好的，我们先进一段广告，再请吕林翻译。
热烈祝贺！热烈祝贺！热烈祝贺！西雅图中文底的，西雅图中文电台，西雅图中文电台，西雅图中文电台，西雅图中文电台，西雅图中文电台，开播7周年。您是否收到了100美元的西雅图市的民主代金券？ 您可以使用4张25美元的民主代金券捐赠给参加今年西雅图市议会选举的候选人。如果您需要补发或者申请民主优惠券，请致电 206-7000 7-7-7-8-7-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8
各位听众朋友，欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台。刚才在广告之前，吕林正要翻译，所以我们先把时间交给他。
Betty 的经历和 Brian 比较类似。那么在 Betty 的父母搬离中国城以后呢，他的祖父不愿意搬走，所以说他们小时候呢也常常被父母带回到中国城来，然后他们的祖父可以帮忙照看他们。那么后来呢，他们也经常回到中国城来参加他们的这个家庭协会的一些活动，来这里来参加华人教会的活动。他的有一个兄弟还是舞龙队的，对吧？哎，
对，
还有一支舞龙队。那么作为现在在中国城生活过的这个老一辈的人呢，他希望能够把中国城的历史和故事能够传递给中国城的年轻的一代。
是的，我们今天很高兴能够请到 Betty 跟 Brian 来介绍中国城的一些情况历史，让我们这些在美华人，在西雅图的华人能够对中国城有更深一点的了解。因为像我个人在西雅图已经住了30年，那么吕林在这也有一些时间，但是今天在跟他们谈了之后才发现我们对中国城的了解实在是相当有限。因此呢，我要再继续问一些问题，希望能够让听众朋友还有我们自己都对中国城有更进一步的了解。那么其中之一就是，有人告诉我中国城不是一个很好的称呼，应该把这个地方叫做国际区，为什么呢？
So somebody say Chinatown is not a good name for this neighborhood or for this district. So they said International District is a better name for this. So why?
Well, the reason is money. In the end, it's all aboutMoney. First of all, I am American born and raised. I am not international. This is a term that has been imposed on us without a community-wide discussion or vote. And I know that.
所以这个呢，最终还是因为钱而决定的。比如说，我是在美国出生的，我并不是一个国际的一个人，但是呢，这个国际的这个名称呢，却被强加在我的身上了。
International district is a term that was forced upon us, and because at the time Chinese are pretty laid back and accepting, they didn't protest and fight back.
国际区这个名字呢，是强加在我们的身上的，因为对于很多华人来讲的话呢，他们不太愿意去出头来抗议来反对，所以说就只有默认的这个名字。
I've talked to one of the people, she was a former high school classmate of mine, and she said when I told her that was wrong to impose a name on us, she said, well, yeah, we should have asked you guys or had more discussion, but the time was so short, we needed a name, and that's what we came up with.
我问了其中的一个人，他也是我的高中同学。我问他说，国际区这个名字不应该被强加在我们的身上，但是呢，他说，好啊，因为我们当时没有这么多时间来进行这个广泛的讨论，我们呢需要一个名字，所以我们就想到了这个名字。
The other reason is, I asked other people, why do you use this term, international district? And they said, well, it's because it's more than just Chinese there.
我也问了其他一些人，为什么你们要使用国际区这样一个名字？他说，因为那儿不只是中国人。
Brian?
And so the issue that I have with that reasoning is that there are Chinese live all over the world. There's Chinese that live in Bellevue. There's Chinese that live in Ballard. And there's Chinese that live in West Seattle. So why have all those neighborhoods kept their names, and Chinatown has to change their name.
对于这样一个解释，我的疑问是，中国人分布在不同的地方，在 Belleville 有中国人，在 Ballard 有中国人，在西西雅图也有中国人。那么为什么那些社区能够保留他们的名字，但中国城却非得要改变呢？
So if right is going to be right, correct is going to be correct. The neighborhood name is Chinatown.
所以如果这些争论，如果这些道理都是存在的话，都是本身都是有意义的话，那么中国城也就应该被叫做中国城。
It's not right to change a neighborhood name based on who moves in and moves out. My family was the first to move into Seward Park, and nobody changed the name of Seward Park to Seward Park International because my family was there. Then the first African American family moved in a few years after us. Who was marching around and demanding to have the name changed?
所以说我并不认为一个社区的名字需要根据人来人往而发生改变。比如说我的家庭是第一个搬到西雅图的苏尔公园的家庭，但是这个公园并没有因为我的家庭的搬入而变名为International 苏尔国际公园。那么在我的家庭之后呢，又搬来了一户非裔美国人家庭，那么这个公园的名字也没有发生改变。
Seward Park 是一个社区的名字。
社区名字。
It's a neighborhood name.
I know there's a Seward Park in Seattle.
Yeah, it used to be a Jewish neighborhood. There were two synagogues around the corner from us.
好的，那么这个 Seward Park 呢是西雅图一个社区的名字。它曾经是一个犹太社区，在那个在这个街角还曾经有两个犹太的寺庙，对吧？可以这样说吧，犹太寺庙。
那么刚才我的问题是，为什么有人说中国城这个名字不好？比方说是一个坏的词，或者是为什么？
It's part of the propaganda to teach people to stop saying Chinatown, to stop recognizing Chinatown. I had a teacher colleague who told we were working one day, and he said, "Where should we go have lunch?" And I said, "How about Chinatown? It's just down the street."
所以说，有人说这个中国城是一个不好的名字，但实际上这个是只是一种宣传的一种手段。这种手段的目的就是让人们停止使用中国城作为名字。我记得有一次，我的老师Collie 我们要一起出去吃午饭，那么我就问他说，我们为什么不去中国城呢？
And he said, "You just said a dirty word." And I went, "What?" And he was a white American. I said, "What are you talking about? And where did you hear that?" He said, "I was in a workshop, and we were told never to say the word Chinatown ever again because it's derogatory."
所以我的老师他当时对我说，他说，为什么你说这个脏字呢？我就觉得非常的纳闷，为什么这会是一个脏字？这个老师他是一位白人，他说在他的一些这个一些参加的一些工作这个小组的这个会议上面，他就被告知说这个词是一个不好的词，我们应该停止使用它。
And of course, I became angry, and I told him it's a direct translation of the Cantonese, 唐人街。And he said, "Well, I was told it's a dirty word." And I said, "You're going to hear a lot of it from me."
我非常非常的生气。我告诉他说 ，Chinatown 中国城这个名字，它就是一个从这个粤语的这个唐人街的一个直接的翻译到英语当中来的。而且我还警告他说，你会听到很多很多次我说这个词。
那么当然，这个是不是也跟有一段时间美国的文化就是？不能够有这个种族的歧视，是不是有人觉得说中国城是有一点歧视的味道呢？
So has this the name Chinatown has anything related to racism at that time?
Some people tried to make it out that way, but it was just part of the overall plan to get rid of the name of Chinatown in favor of International District. But as Brian and I like to say, the name of the entire district is Chinatown International District by city ordinance.
所以我认为那个是只是一部分人他们用来让人们用来去掉中国城这个名字的一种手段而已。这个地方的在这个城市规划里面，它的正式的名字是被称为中国城国际区。
那么在有了这个正式的名字以后，是不是越来越让人越来越糊涂？比方说我自己就听到是国际区，而没有听过中国城国际区这个说法，那么也觉得好像有什么原因让人不能够很自由的说中国城这个名词好像是有一点什么问题的样子。是不是今天我们就是要在这里告诉听众朋友，我们还是应该很大声的说中国城？
Yes, we should use the name and use it very proudly. There's a lot of history there, a lot of culture. If you have immigrant ancestors, that was our home. And as a teacher, it is really important for youth to have a place to be grounded in their cultural identity. I used to work with Seattle Police Department on gang issues.
是的，我们今天也仍然应该非常自豪，非常大声地说出中国城这个名字，特别是对于在美国有根的这些，就是有祖先移民来的这些来讲的话呢，他们需要有这么一个地方与他们的历史、他们的文化相联系在一起。作为一个教师，我也非常非常赞同，我也非常强支持我们使用这个名字。
Believe it or not, we used to have serious Chinese gang problems.And Brian's mother was the first one to work on that. And after I became a teacher, I worked on it too. And we know that when youth have something to be proud of, something to look to, it sustains them through discrimination. That's how the first Chinatowns were formed. We were forced onto the worst pieces of land that nobody wanted. We worked very hard at jobs white people didn't want.
刚才 Betty 也说，他曾经也是为这个黑帮问题而参与过这样一些工作。那么在不管你是否相信，在中国城曾经也出现过黑帮，所以说呢，中国城的名字呢也被一些人把它与黑帮、与这些比较乱、比较差的地方联系在一起，甚至于包括中国城它的位置也是。被排挤在这些白人他们所不想去的地方。
那他们也是做白人不愿意做的工作来赚钱，勉强的养活自己跟自己的家人。
We as a people have a lot to be proud of in making a life for ourselves where we were not welcomed, we were excluded by the 1886U.S. Chinese Exclusion Act.
所以作为人，我们不被欢迎，我们受到排挤，被这个1886年的这个排华法案所排挤。
And so there is nothing to be ashamed of. There, instead, Chinatown is a place to have a lot of pride about, and we need to retain that.
所以我们并不需要为任何事情而感到羞耻，中国城应该是作为这样一个地方，我们应该为它而感到自豪，我们应该保留这个地方。
那么在现在这个情况之下，我们要怎么样让中国城被保留下去，甚至更兴旺呢？因为刚刚听起来似乎有人想要让中国城消失。
So in current situation, so what can we do to maintain Chinatown and even make it better?
You can first start by calling Chinatown, Chinatown, and nothing else but Chinatown. You can erase the name International District out of your mind, out of your vocabulary.
所以第一件你可以做的第一件事情就是使用中国城这个名字，把国际区从你的字典当中把它给去掉，就叫它中国城。
You can tell your friends, correct your friends, if it's ever referred to as International District, that is Chinatown. That is how everyone that's listening can help.
如果你的朋友把这个地方叫做国际区，那么你可以纠正他们应该把它称为中国城，这也是我们的每一名听众可以帮助的事情。
In the neighborhood of Chinatown, there is no such thing as international district.
所以在中国城社区，这里是没有所谓国际区这样一个东西存在的。
I want to add that part of the campaign to get rid of Chinatown includes lack of recognition for the Seattle Chinatown Historic District. Did you know we're on the National Register as Chinatown Historic District? Almost nobody knows because people in the city government are afraid to say it and afraid to acknowledge it. But we made it onto the National Register in 1986.
This
is quite an honor to have national recognition 100 years after the Chinese Exclusion Act.
所以实际上能够让这个国家能够再重新认可中国城这个名字，在这个排华法100年之后，其实这是一个也是一个荣誉，也是一个很不容易做到的事情。
那么据我所知，美国有很多地方的中国城已经消失了。
So as I know, so in many places Chinatown has disappeared.
Yes, the Washington DC, I think Betty can tell you more about Washington DC Chinatown.
It's gone. There's, I've been there several times. There are maybe, well, I'm not sure if they're still there. There were one or two Chinese restaurants, but the D.C. area still calls it the Chinatown stop, even though their Chinatown is gone.
在哥伦比亚特区华盛顿，那里的中国城其实已经消失了。尽管现在这个公车，城市的公车仍然把那一站叫做中国城，但是中国城并不存在了。
Every large city has a Chinatown.
在美国每一个大的城市都有中国城。
And Seattle is a large city.
西雅图也是个大城市。
好的，我们再进一段广告。
Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐，东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
亲爱的听众朋友们， Fly China 向您问好。购买回国机票请上 flychina.com， 15年诚信服务，专售美中航线机票，应有尽有，一目了然。网上自动购票加上中英文专人化的服务，就是 flychina.com 的独特优势。您想知道西雅图回国最低票价吗？FlyChina.com 主页左下角实时更新回北京、上海和香港的最低价，点击后还可以比较不同月份旅行的最低价。 FlyChina.com 的宗旨，帮您尽快找到物美价廉的行程。
各位听众朋友，欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台，现在为您进行的是每周三晚上的情感夜线。今天我们请到的嘉宾是 Betty Lau 跟 Brian Chow， 那么他们两位呢都是对中国城有很深的感情，并且已经付出了很多的努力，希望能够维持中国城这个名字，而不要再继续使用所谓的国际区这个说法。那么今天的翻译是吕玲，他也做了非常详实的翻译，在他们在访谈进行当中所说的各种的想法还有历史等等，都让听众朋友有了进一步的了解。那么作为主持人跟翻译，我想我们两个人也都对中国城有了更深一点的了解。那么在广告之前呢，我们提到了在美国的各大城市都有中国城，那么当然西雅图也是一个大城市，也应该有中国城，这一点确实没有错。但是我也知道有很多中国城都在逐渐没落当中，只有少数的是越来越兴旺。我想知道的就是哪一些中国城越来越兴旺，以及西雅图的中国城是不是也能够像他们一样越来越兴旺。
So in many cities in many Chinatown, only a few of them are still thriving and others are probably going the down road. So do you know which of those Chinatowns are still thriving, and if there's any possibility that Seattle's Chinatown will be one of them?
Well, I know that Chicago's Chinatown is growing, and there's a large movement in New York Chinatown by the youth to refurbish Chinatown the way it was. And like Washington, D.C., not too many, so we lose Washington, D.C. But again, Chinatown is a good spot for not just everyone, but for the Chinese people.
我知道的是芝加哥的中国城就一直在不断的壮大，纽约的中国城也在壮大，而且呢它尽管呢它可能现在是一种另外一种方式在壮大，DC 的中国城呢它是在消失。但是至少我知道的是中国城对于每一个人，尤其是对于中国人来讲是很重要的。
So without a Chinatown, the Chinese have nowhere to go. They just kind of spread wherever they land and adapt to their neighbors. But if there's a Chinatown, they can goSocialize, speak, eat, and teach their children that they're Chinese.
如果没有中国城的话呢，我觉得中国人就没有一个地方可以去，他们只能在各自的社区当中被同化。如果有一个中国城的话呢，那么他们可以到这里来说中文，也能够教中文，能够延续中国的文化。
但是我好像觉得有一个印象，就是在西雅图的中国城中国人里面有点印象，就是中国城好像是一个比较脏乱的地方啊，或者是治安不太好的地方，现在是不是还有这个情况呢？
So in my experience or in my feeling, so among Chinese people in Seattle, so the Chinatown, Seattle Chinatown is a place not a very elegant place, so
and not very safe.
Not a very safe place.
Is that true?
There are problems in Chinatown, like there are in other parts of Seattle. Part of the issue is again.The groups that wanted to get rid of Chinatown, their bread and butter, so to speak, is low-income housing.
像西雅图的其他地方一样，中国城也有自己的问题。比如说，其中的一个问题就是，这个低收入居住问题。
And so when you concentrate a lot of low-income people together, you create a pool of victims. And this has been played out in other parts of Seattle, in Holly Park, for example, and Rainier Vista. And so we know from national studies this is wrong.
所以如果你把低收入的人把他给聚集在一起的话呢，那么实际上你就实际上你就在建造这么一个可能是成为一个将来会成为一个受害者的这样一个群体。那么根据西雅图的其他的几个社区，其中提到了有一个叫做 Rainier Vista， 还有另外一个社区，他们有类似的情况。那么根据一份在美国全国所做的研究呢，认为这样的做法其实是错误的。
What the national studies show us is that mixed housing is best, and so the city, under the leadership of the late council member Cheryl Chow, Brian's sister, who pushed through the renovations of Holly Park and Rainier Vista to mixed housing, despite a lot of opposition, a lot of the problems there were disappeared.
所以这个全国性的这个研究呢，同时也显示说，混合的居住是最好的方式。在西雅图的这个市议会，这个 Brian 他的姐姐 Sherry， 他呢就不顾这个他所面临的很多的这个反对，他在西雅图推行这种混合居住的这样一种方式，在刚才所提到的这两个社区，推行以后呢，很多以前的问题就减少或者是消失了。
那么中国城有什么样的特色能够吸引到这些比较高收入的人过来住呢？是只要把房子盖起来了呢，还是要在其他周围的环境方面做一些改变呢？
Well, there's a lot of development going on now, because Chinatown was a low income, not a very desirable area to live. Property was pretty cheap, and so there's a lot of development going on now. Last estimate was about 50 some projects going in to, which will help uplift the area and balance out all the low income housing. Because unfortunately, if you only have low income people and they don't speak English, they're not going to go to the shops and restaurants and buy things. There was the Louisa Hotel is a development that is for workforce housing.
所以目前在中国城有大约有50个这个地产这个房地产开发项目正在进行当中。因为有了这些项目，有了这些开发以后呢，才能够吸引到更多的稍高收入的人群到中国城来居住。如果中国城仅仅只有这些低收入人群又不会讲英语的话，那么他们是不会到商店和饭店进行消费的。
The Louisa Hotel is pegged at the income of teachers, firefighters, and certain types of law enforcement salaries.
所以这个中国城的一个项目，这个 Louis 宾馆 Hotel， Louis Hotel， 它的这个目标人群呢，就是和这个教师和这个消防队员他们的收入相当的这么一个群体。
And this is good because it's not wealthy people moving in, but it's the middle income people who really need that help now in our high cost area.
这是一个非常好的，因为这些项目呢，它并不是要吸引这些高收入人群搬进来，而是吸引这些中收入的人群过来，他们呢非常非常需要就在这个地区，他们这群人是非常需要获得帮助的。
那么这样也让我有另外的一个问题，就是现在西雅图地区的房地产 价格越来越高，那么在中国城是没有这个情况呢，还是也会逐渐被影响？
There's something called the Mandatory Housing Act, and within the Chinatown historic area, you're limited to what is there now. Two blocks away, you can go up to, I think it's two or three more stories above six. And then beyond that, you can go up to 17. And there are 17 floors. There are two developments that one has already broken ground in Japantown. That will be market rate. And then there's another one that's just outside the Chinatown Historic District boundary. That will be 17 floors, the Jasmine Building.
所以现在呢，这个因为西雅图是它有一个这个强制性的这个居住法案，那么在中国城这个历史区中间呢，你的房子只能够是和现在这个高度，那么在两个街区之外呢，你的房子可以在超过六层，可以再高两层，可以修到这个八层的高度。那么现在呢，有两个这样的地产项目现在正在开发的，一个在这个日本城里面，另外一个它有17层的高度。
I think the point here is, recent research was done that showed even if all the market rate developments got built, the low-income housing would still outnumber. I don't remember the exact percentage, but the low-income housing would still be the majority in the area.
所以有一个这个调查显示，即使所有的这些新的这些住房都被建造起来以后，低收入区在这个区域的低收入人群，他们仍然是超过了这些住房所能够容纳的数量。
所以在可见的未来，中国城里面的居民还是会以低收入为主，是吗？
SoIn the foreseeable future, so the low-income people will be the main residents in this area, right?
It's hard to predict what will be in the future. Believe it or not, a low-income unit is about $1,300 a month, which is shocking for me because it's higher than my house mortgage.
So, 很难预测在不远的将来这个会发生什么样的改变，但是不管你相不相信，目前这个低收入的住房它一个月的租金是$1,300，它甚至于比我现在房子的我的贷款都还要高。
那么在这种情况之下，如果是房租这么高的话，是不是有一些低收入的人群也会住不起而被迫搬离这个区域呢？
Well,I have to give a lot of credit to the family associations for keeping the rents down and the building owners, because without government help, some people are still paying $400 a month for where they live. And this is out of compassion. For example, my family association is still paying the same rent that they paid 50 years ago.To rent that space for our family association meetings.
所以我必须要感谢这个这些家庭协会以及这些房子的这些他们的这个产权所有人。如果因为在没有政府的帮助下呢，他们把这个房租给保持在一个比较低的一个水平。比如说我的这个家庭协会。仍然现在只需要每个月付$400的租金，就可以与50年前一样的租金，就可以使用他们现在的这个聚会的地点。
那50年前这是非常高的租金，虽然今天听起来是很低，但50年前这个怎么付得起呢？
Our family association has a lot of members. There are annual events and people donate.To that. My parents belonged to the association. They brought us to the annual family picnics. When it rained, my family association would use or rent out 中华会馆。
我的家庭协会有非常多的成员，他们每年呢也都有一些捐款。我们每年都可以回来参加这个家庭聚会。如果下雨的话呢，我们就会去租用中华会馆。
那么 Brian 在中国城，你还有什么样的活动，就是常规性的活动，像 Betty 一样吗？
So do you have other regular activities in Chinatown as Betty does?
Yes, I'm part of the Zhonghua board. And every year, I'm responsible for bringing out the dragon for the Chinatown parade and the torchlight parade.
我是这个中华这个理事会，对吧？中华华人理事会的
中华会馆，
中华会馆啊，中华会馆的成员。每年呢，我都会这个负责把这个舞龙，把这个负责这个组织这个舞龙，在这个火炬游行的时候。
We call him our grand dragon master. He's done this about 40 years now.
So Betty 也说呢，他们把这个 Brian 称为是这个舞龙大师。
Yeah.
他已经做了有超过50年了，
四十年
，40 years, sorry.
Yeah, so it's really a good way for young men to have a sense of family.
这也是对于年轻人讲的话，这也是让他们感觉有一种家庭的归属感的一种非常好的一种方式。
那么今天我们的节目还剩下最后2分钟，我想请问两位，在目前有没有看到我们的中国城有什么样的兴旺的这种迹象？
So the question is, so today, are you seeing any of the evidence of our Chinatown is growing and becoming better?
Yes, I do. Seniors in Action Foundation, for example, is currently raising funds to renew their surveillance camera to improve safety. We see a lot of school field trips coming where Brian and I are guest speakers to speak on Chinatown and Chinese American history.
我也看到，比如说这个中国城的这个老年这个基金会，他们呢就在推广在中国城安装更多的这个监控的这个设备来帮助保障老年人的他们的安全。同时呢，我也看到有更多的学校组织他们的学生到中国城来进行这个实地考察。
是啊 ，Betty 跟 Brian 都是他们的这个演讲人
哦，对对
介绍。
Yeah, so the thing my father taught me and I remembered in Chinese is 中国人 diet。
所以我的父亲也告诉我，我现在也记得这个 Chinese 意思就是中国人。
第一，中国人第一是吧？好的，今天非常感谢两位到节目当中来，也很感谢吕林为我们做的翻译。那么在这里，我们希望大家都记住，中国城就是中国城，不再是国际区。我们每一个人都要告诉自己，也告诉我们的朋友，中国城是中国城，我们从此要叫中国城中国城。好的，谢谢各位听众朋友的收听，大家晚安。
晚安。
拜拜。